Hi, this is Annika, and you're listening to Music's Journey podcast with my friend, Kim Sear. It won't be the drinks I drank, my house going up in flames or my plane going down.
It won't be high cholesterol or something that ain't my fault. I know exactly what's gonna put me 6 feet in the ground. You're the crooked streak of lightning, the head on car crash driving, the final nail in the coffin, the very last breath I breathe. So take me fast or take me slow, you're the way I wanna go. I can already see you'll be the death of me.
You just heard a snippet of the new single, The Death of Me, by acclaimed country artist Annika here on Music's Journey. 2021 was an amazing year for this country songstress, and 2022 looks pretty incredible with her new music releases that fans are just loving. The new music of Annika's two new EPs, there's a side A and a side B. Side A is coming out on May 6th, so we'll be talking to her all about that. The new music on Annika's two new EPs and her full deluxe album is so powerful and authentic, taking the audience on a stirring journey with her captivating vocals and storytelling. Here to talk about her new single and her upcoming album, her side A for Stand Still, is acclaimed country artist Annika. Good, how about you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Long time no chat.
I know. Seems to be like every 4 months, right? Somewhere in there?
Yes. I was going to say, we have a quarterly call schedule.
That's
now,
right.
I feel like.
Hometowns. Hometown, hometown, right?
That's right. That's right.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, thank you. I'm just keeping busy, certainly, with music and baby and husband and all the fun things.
Keeping busy is not the word for you. I don't know how you're balancing it all. I really don't.
Oh, man. Well, one day at a time, for sure.
Yeah, you got to stay really focused, don't you?
Yes, that's right. That's right.
I'm telling you, you got to juggle everything when you're mom and you're doing all the stuff that you're doing. Same thing with Spencer as well. So how's he doing?
He's doing well, too. He performed this past Friday on stage, which I think felt really good for him. And it's just nice to see live music coming back and, you know, for it not to be a virtual version or a drive-through version or some kind of different version than a traditional live show. So I was in the audience, you know. Yeah, we were packed in there like sardines, and it honestly felt amazing just to kind of feel like back to normal a bit.
Oh, nice. I know that it's just been so tough without live performance. Same thing with doing interviews, you know, backstage.
Yes, I'm sure I can imagine. Yes.
Oh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I'm hoping I get to see you on the road this year.
I hope so. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
I know. Considering I was one of the, I think I was the second
the
interview.
First.
Or first or second.
I consider you one of the first, yeah.
How's Levi?
Levi's doing well. He's 8.5 months now.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, he's sitting on his own now, and I think the next natural milestone will be crawling. So, of course, we're trying to get him to do that while also trying to appreciate the fact that we can set him down somewhere and we don't see him moving, you know, if I look away for 5 minutes. Everyone tells me to enjoy this phase.
You have no idea.
Don't be in too much of a rush to get him, you know, crawling, because once he does, it's a whole new world.
Oh, yeah. Big time. I know that you were so excited about Christmas and the first Christmas and spoiling him rotten and the whole bit.
Yep. It was certainly fun to celebrate with the family and I had a lot of cute, you know, my first Christmas outfits and all those fun things. So,
oh, nice.
So yeah, it's every month there seems to be something new and fun and exciting. So I'm enjoying that.
Well, now you get all the outfits that are coming up for summer and spring.
Yes. And luckily I have a nephew. So my sister-in-law has given me, you know, it's like every month I get a new batch of clothes from her that I can use. So that's been really fun.
Very cool. Well, the one thing I do remember when we were talking last time, we were talking about little one. the song, and you were thinking yes. about releasing it for Mother's Day. Is that still in the works?
I know. I love that I was that confident in my abilities to get things done. I mean, maybe Mother's Day of 2023, maybe. I'm not sure that will be happening for this Mother's Day because I'm too busy actually being a mother. But mm-hmm. I certainly, you know, with the album and the show and all that going on, I'm hoping maybe next year it'll be a more natural time to release something off the cuff mm-hmm. like that. So
I was going to say, with everything that you've been doing and all the writing, getting prepared for all of this, you've got so much on your plate right now. Well, you've got Side A that we're dealing with
yep.
for May 6th, right?
That's correct. Yep.
And that's for Stand Still. Tell us about that.
Well, the album is two, like I said, two EPs, Side A and Side B. Mm-hmm. And this has been, gosh, now coming up on 3 years of preparing for this. So the writing, the recording, the promoting, I mean, it's all gone by fast in a way, because I'm, you know, excited to finally release it. But at the same time, it's like, it's been on my heart and part of my story for so long that I'm just excited to finally share it with everyone. So mm-hmm. we released six of the songs, and then the title track, Stand Still, which is a very personal song for me, will be the title track, and that will be released the same time as the EP. It'll be pretty special. Yeah.
I'm excited about this, because when you look at this new side of yourself and this different side, highlighting the talents that you have, the piano playing, which is always amazing, seeing you do that storytelling version of yourself, it really embodies this whole EP.
Oh, thank you.
I love it, because it showcases your vocals. You're still giving that really bluesy, really great emotive feeling that you get when you're listening to it. It's like you're just sitting there and you're just playing right to that person.
Well, you know what? That's what I always aim to do with my music, because I feel like that's what makes when music is authentic and true to the artist. I think that comes across, and mm-hmm. I wanted that feeling to be obvious when listening and not lost in production. Because sometimes we get so busy with all the bells and whistles that you end up losing the heart of the song. And so I'm really thrilled that with this EP that comes through and it's not lost. And specifically on the song "Stand Still." I mean, it's really like, I want people to feel like it's just me and them in a room.
Ooh, nice. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm so excited. You're excited.
I am. Well, the story side of you, the storyteller side of you, always loved.
Yes.
And
thank you.
It's always, always so special. And drawing in that listener, it's really incredible. Just this whole journey that you're on and being able to witness that. And this solo album for you is a big deal. 14 songs on this deluxe, right?
Yes. It's one of these weird things where I was thinking about it last week, thinking I actually haven't done a solo show since probably 2014. You know, for so long I was a soloist, and then, you know, I was performing around the world on cruise ships, and that was what I was kind of doing full time. Mm-hmm. And then with leaving Thomas, I just got so used to being part of a duo that the thought that I'm actually going on stage by myself for the first time in so many years is it's exciting, but it's a bit daunting, and it almost feels like I'm putting on, you know, old clothes that I'm not sure if they're still gonna fit. I mean, I hope they do, but it's just really kind of a funny, weird feeling. And so that's the same with the release of the album. You know, it's the first time since 2014 that I've released something mm-hmm. That just has my name on it. And it's, you know, songs that are very personal to me. And so I'm excited to really share, like you said, that personal side of me.
Mm-hmm. We're so used to the quirky side and the fun side when you're doing your live performances. But to strip this back and just, it's like an insight of just a, I don't know, it's more the songwriter, right? And when you're looking
at
this. Yeah. And it's just really incredible.
Thank you.
I love it. I love everything you do. You know that.
Oh, thank you, Kim. I really appreciate that.
This artistry side it's just changed so much since mm-hmm. I've seen you from the beginning until now. But do you feel that difference in you when it comes to what you wanted to find in your identity as a singer-songwriter to this whole new place for you in this journey, in this new junction, right?
Yes. Well, that's the thing. I think being a songwriter and being a singer, it's almost, it's completely parallel to whatever's going on in your life, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're really writing authentically to what you're going through, your songs are bound to change. And we see that with artists like, you know, John Mayer is a great example. Mm-hmm. He kind of has changed his style and his songwriting over the years as he's been going through different things and exploring different types of music and all those kinds of things. So certainly as a 31-year-old mother, I have different things to say than I did when I was 21, mm-hmm. you know, as part of a duo, for example. Mm-hmm. And I feel really fortunate that the fan base that I've had since, you know, the beginning of my music career through Leaving Thomas to now, they are interested in genuinely learning about me mm-hmm. and what I have to say. And that's not something that everybody has. I think I don't want to try to reinvent myself every single time I release a project. Instead, I just want to, you know, be authentic and release songs that mean something to me based on what I'm going through at the time. And even, you know, I say that, but I still have breakup songs on this album. I have sad songs. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm in a very happy marriage and don't feel a lot of the things I write about, but it's the people I'm writing with as well. Mm-hmm. That's what's so cool about co-writing is people that I'm writing with are going through different experiences as well. And I still feel connection to those songs because they relate to me. I relate to them in some way or another.
Mm-hmm. Through the lyrics, right? Everybody can relate to you and the songs that you're releasing right now to your lyrics. We can put our own personal stories to it. It's a snippet of time for all of us, right?
Yes. Well, even like the song, It Still Hurts. When mm-hmm. I sing that song, I still think of my first really hard breakup, you know, and what it's like to see someone, to say to that person after the breakup, mm-hmm. even though that breakup was, you know, 10 plus years ago, it still, you know, resonates with me. Mm-hmm. And so I will always, my natural inkling is to write kind of sad songs sometimes. So I don't think I'll ever lose that, even though I love my life and I love my husband and I'm in a very happy marriage, but you know, it's not as easy or as fun for me to just write about how great my life is all the time. Although mm-hmm. one could argue we need more songs like that.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I try not to limit myself in that way and just see what comes out and what is most authentic to me at the time.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the, like when you're looking back at what you wrote before and what you're writing now, I can really feel your influences to the people that, yeah, I really can pick that up, you know, in the new stuff.
Yeah. I honestly have hopefully continued. Each year I want to develop as a songwriter. I want to work with people that challenge me, but then also have talents that I don't have myself. And so, you know, Chris Yurchuk is someone that is based out of Nashville who I've written a lot with, and Aaron Pollock, another artist here in Canada. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, my husband. And it's so easy to write with these three people because I trust them with my life. You know, I can open up, I can be vulnerable. It takes a very special group of people mm-hmm. to, I think, get to that place. And that's to me where the magic happens, is when it's not about someone having the longest list of credentials or the most number one hits. It's about people that you can open up to and share with. Mm-hmm. And certainly, you know, Aaron's a great guitar player. So a lot of, or like, you know, me being a piano player, this is the first time that we've started a lot of songs with me on the piano, which I just love getting back into that side of things. So
and we love it too.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Like I said, I'm bringing piano back to country music here.
Love it.
And so I'm really thankful that you can hear the influence of the people that mm-hmm. I surrounded myself with.
100%. And it's nice too when you're chasing this dream to be with people, like you said, that you trust. And to be mm-hmm. able to be successful in this business, you got to be able to surround yourself, you know, with people that you can write with easy. But like you're saying, you're constantly looking and evolving, you know, as a singer songwriter. And when you look at taking your music to this point, having that vulnerability, having people like your husband, who is like Juno Award winning producer, mm-hmm. but he also, you know, he knows you the best and he knows the kind of artist you want to be. And he sees all those different changes and experiences that you're going through in life itself. And
yes, and he also can see the project from start to finish.
Like, exactly.
I think that's what a lot of artists don't have that. I mean, it's completely a blessing that mm-hmm. I get to work with someone from beginning to end that also knows me in such a personal way. So, mm-hmm. oftentimes they'll write a song and then you have to try to explain to a producer what you want. You know, you can say, well, it sounds like this on the work tape, but this is what I'm envisioning. Mm-hmm. And then you have to trust this person to bring it to life in the way that you want it. And it's a million times easier when they were in the writing room with you and know what this song is meant to be,
exactly,
what the heart of it is, and they know what your sound is as a vocalist. I mean, he's been working with me since I was 21. He's even seen me, my journey as a vocalist, and brought the, he's always brought the best out mm-hmm. in me when it comes to studio vocals. That's kind of, to me, his most amazing talent is vocal production. And so I've mm-hmm. been so fortunate, obviously, to be married to him, but that, I mean, what an incredible relationship to have when working on these projects, because it just wouldn't be the same, I don't think, if not only if he wasn't involved in the project, but if he wasn't my husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, because he, yeah, as you said, he gets to see it right at the very beginning of conception, you know,
that's
just
right,
whether it's a title to, you know, whatever the hook may be, the melody,
yep,
and then he gets that whole vision of where you can go with it, and that just plays such a huge role to,
absolutely,
yeah, like you're saying, to navigate through all of that. Amazing, amazing. I think this is just far, like, when I'm looking at the six songs that you've released so far, it's,
yes,
the best work. Best,
oh,
work,
thank you so
by
much.
Far.
That means so much, because you've listened to me, you know, for so many years that mm-hmm. you've really seen the journey.
100%. And I just see, aww, so much evolving, you know, when, aww, it comes to the songwriting, but just your vocals, just the way you go about the song now, and just the,
aww,
delivery of it is just,
you,
incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Should that be, is wonderful to hear. Thank you so much.
You should be so, so proud of this one. When you look at when you first started out and chasing this dream and being successful, as the singer-songwriters were saying, what the idea of what success looked like then and what it looks,
oh,
like now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my dad laughs at me because ever since I was about 12 years old, I would say, I can't wait until I can leave Calgary and become a star. And I'm going to live in New York City and LA and go back and forth. I mean, I had the classic vision of wanting to get out of this neighborhood and really make a name for myself. And I wanted to be on Broadway originally. That was my dream.
I forgot about that. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what's really funny is as I traveled around the world and I've seen 84 countries now, I mean, I
84.
Just love Calgary. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So I love to travel, but realized, gosh, there is no greater place for me on earth than Calgary, Alberta. So that's a really good feeling to have too, when you know you're in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
But I've talked with this about this a lot with people lately, actually, and about how goals are meant to change as your life changes, you
mm-hmm.
know. At 21, when I was single, and you know, my whole every hour of every day was invested in songwriting and singing and performing. That was the only thing that made me happy. And although I still feel at home on stage and I feel just energized in a very specific way on stage that I don't get energized anywhere else,
mm-hmm.
I have so many meaningful relationships in my life that to me success looks like those relationships being successful. So that includes, you know, relationships with my child, my husband, but also my professional colleagues and
mm-hmm.
my songwriting friends. And I want to nurture those relationships. And usually what ends up happening is if you nurture the relationships, great things come out of it. So
exactly.
I invested in songwriting. I invested in a team. And by putting energy and time into that, the success I've seen is, you know, people coming to shows and people buying my music and meeting new people that haven't heard me before and reconnecting with Leaving Thomas fans. You know, those are all signs of success to me because they enrich my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not someone that thinks that as soon as something isn't easy or isn't enriching, you should quit. But I do think that you want to always check in with yourself to say, you know, is the energy and time I'm putting into this returning
worth it
mm-hmm. dividend somehow, you know? And maybe it's not even financially all the time, but is it making me and the others around me happy? Because I'm no longer just thinking about myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have to think about my son and my husband, and I can see the kind of, for lack of a better term, return on investment when I
mm-hmm.
invest into the people in my life. So that's what I try to focus on. So I'm very, very grateful that I obviously have a very supportive husband, and I'm able to completely put time and energy into music while also being able to, you know, be a present wife and mom.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the sacrifices that you have to make when you want to make this a career for yourself in music. It's not easy.
No, it's not. But always worth it. So far, it's always been worth it.
Well, absolutely. 100% for you. And yeah. You know, you've just got that great team behind you. And it's just one thing that you always can count on. Let's talk about the first song that I'm going to talk about. And that's Blind Love. Tell us about that one.
Well, this song, like I said, I have a love for musical theater and Broadway. And I love the soundtrack to Dear Evan Hansen. And that's kind of, if you listen to the beginning of the song, you can kind of hear the influence there. Mm-hmm. Very Sarah Bareilles influence. And I've had that hook, that melodic hook for a while. And I was in the writing room at a writing retreat with Chris Yurchuk, Aaron Pollock, and Spencer. And I had the hook Blind Love, but we weren't really, you know, as usual, quite sure how we were gonna get there. And I'm notorious for falling in love quickly and easily.
We both are.
You know, be kind of, yeah, exactly. And being brokenhearted, but then also very quickly picking myself back up and, you know, getting ready to fall in love again. I mean, I wasn't someone that fell in love easily and then took a long time to get over it. I just kind of knew, okay, this isn't the right one. We get up and we try again. And so
very healthy.
The song, yeah, there you go. The song I would say is dreamy and hopeful while also kind of reflective and contemplative, looking back on decisions this person has made. So I could definitely relate to it. And it has this sense of innocence to me, you know, when you just fall easily and hard and you're not thinking too hard about it, even if you always end up being the one that goes first. So that's kind of where the inspiration came for it.
It's a very, very cool song. We're going to play this one right now, and that's Blind Love by Canada's next breakout female artist. That is Annika here on Music's Journey.
I was in love. You were infatuated. I said it first. You always hesitated. Same song, same dance. Someone else leading. Same goodbye. I never see it. Blind love. I don't know why I trust it. Blind love. When it tells me to jump in with my eyes wide shut and my arms wide open, 'cause my clumsy heart always winds up broken in blind love.
That was Blind Love by the acclaimed country artist Annika here on Music's Journey, right off this brand new EP that is dropping on May 6th. So that is Stand Still. We're so excited for this one. Blind Love telling that story of that fearless heart that falls in love easily, but the happy ending that's never in sight.
Yes, exactly. Right. Luckily for me, I eventually found it, but you're right. For lots of people, you can't quite see it.
You just can't quite get what's missing there. So it just takes a little bit of practice and just understanding yourself and just taking
a lot of faith.
That's right.
A lot of hope.
A lot of hope. That's right.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about another one that's on this EP, It Still Hurts. This one, I can play this one over and over and over again. There's something so special about this song. This was the first one you released, I think, right?
Yes, this was the B-side of I Really Don't Want To, and it was it was inspired by that well-known feeling, at least for me, when you've broken up with someone or they've broken up with you and you feel like you're getting over it, and then you see them and it just all comes rushing back. And this is something that I think is such a visceral feeling that so many people can relate to. And I didn't want the song to be, you know, to come across like the person was weak, because that wasn't it. It was like, you know what? It still stings. Like, we kept saying that in the writing room. It's about the sting that you feel. Mm-hmm. It's not this, you know, I'll never love again, or I'll never get over this. It's just that sting when you realize, or when you see the person again, and they kind of reinvigorate all these feelings again. And then again, very piano heavy song, which I loved, because it feels very, again, authentic to me, sitting down at the piano. And
it's where you're born to be.
I love to be there. Yeah.
Well, it's just, it brings out that feeling too. We all can relate to this one. It's just when you go through a relationship, whether or not it's on your side that you break up or on the other side, it still stings when you see that person and what could have been, what might have been, but at the same time, know that it's healthy enough, you know, to walk away. And that's what I love about this one. It's such a great song. We're going to play it right now. Here is It Still Hurts by country artist Annika here on Music's Journey.
It's barely been a year since you went and cut me loose. I used to wait up for your call, staring at the wall. No, it wasn't easy, wouldn't have believed me if I said I'd start feeling strong. There was no one there to hold me, so I made friends with lonely, and that's when I started moving on. It's like I can sense it before you even cross my mind. Just not today. I thought I was through with this letting go, but when
Still Hurts by country artist Annika here on Music's Journey. I'm your host, Kim Sear, and we are just going through some great songs that are by this amazing artist. I love your voice. You know I do. It's just, ever since I heard you the first time, you know, you're so charismatic.
I'm so appreciative.
You are so charismatic, girl, I'm telling you. It just bubbles and oozes right out of you. But I love your sense of humor.
And... Well, I appreciate that. That's kind of the... It's the bonus feature you get listening to me, and either people love it or hate it, so I'm glad you love it.
Well, same thing with your little video clips. It just, I'll sit there Monday morning, and I got to see what you've posted.
And I'm so glad.
I just crack up and going, yep, she can do that. No, not me, but yep, she can do that.
I honestly have just gotten addicted to these reels. I just think they're so fun to make. And someone asked Spencer, they said, how long does she take to do those? And he said, I mean, this is the thing. Some people, it is like a natural ability to be able to kind of mimic the people's voices. But they don't take me that long. That's why I do so many of them, because they're just so fun.
Really? You and Jay Coot have to get together and watch each other's.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Well, you got to show him a few things. He makes a lot of the funny faces and stuff, but so do you. But you're just... The two of you make me laugh.
I'm glad they're appreciated.
I do.
I definitely have fun making them.
Yeah, well, we enjoy watching them. They're just so much fun. Now, when we're talking about the sacrifices that you've made, going into becoming a solo artist, then going into leaving Thomas, and then coming back into this, evolving, what has been the biggest change that you've noticed in yourself?
I think a comfortability with changing who I am and evolving as I go along, instead of being stuck in, oh, this is who Annika is, and this is what the fans expect, and this is what you need to do, you know. I think, like I said, you know, originally I've always written kind of a lot of sad songs, and I thought, well, maybe if I share my kind of fun personality, that will be confusing to people, or it won't, you know, fit the what people expect from me. And then I just thought, you know, this, I only live once, and this is what I'm doing for my career, and I'm sharing who I am through music. So I want to share all of me. And so now I feel a much greater sense of confidence in who I am, and also what I'm sharing with people. Whereas before, I've always been a pretty confident person, but there was sort of always, you know, a filter, like what can I let through? And certainly being part of a duo, you know, the brand is the duo, not me as a person. So,
that's true. That's true.
You have to kind of, and in a way, there was a safety to that, because I didn't have to share everything about me. I didn't have to share all of me, because I was sharing, you know, me as half of a whole project. So that's been a little scary, you know, being on my own now and really opening up and being vulnerable with an audience. But I think it's only been met with support and encouragement, and I'm happy to share who I am, and I'm not perfect, and I make mistakes, and I am silly, and I embarrass myself, and all. But I feel like I'm going through that journey with the fans, and you know, in a few years I might be speaking differently. Maybe it'll be a whole different kind of album, and you know, we'll chat then about how I've changed since now. So I'm grateful that people are accepting of that and embrace it.
Well, I think when people can relate to you, the people that are shy, or, you know, people that look at humor as an escape too, and not being able to express ourselves or afraid to express ourselves, and that humor is that other side of us. And I don't know if that's it's that way for you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think humor makes sometimes some days bearable, because you can look at it with a little bit of laughter, and I love bringing that to people. And you know, there's lots of people that have found me because of some silly video I've posted or something. It's like, they're the people that say, oh, I would never listen to country music, but I'd love to come to your show because I just want to hear you talk. And it's like, great, awesome. I love that.
That's so cool. That is so cool. How hard was it for you to find your identity finally? As an artist,
I think it came from the songs. I wrote probably 30 songs, and when we distilled it down to the 14 that we were releasing, it was just so obvious which ones I wanted to release. And that's what I think really led to you know, knowing this was the right project. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes you're trying to please the fans or your label or your producer or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But I think the songs should find you, as silly as that sounds. Mm-hmm. But that's what happened to me. The songs really speak for themselves, and they told a story, and we really just decided, okay, well, you know, these are the ones. And so I think just kind of sitting in that, being comfortable with mm-hmm. the songs, doing the work, is really the best place to be.
When you look at that, you know, just what you said right there, what advice would you give a younger Annika, knowing that you know that now?
Mm. I would say to write more. Just write. I think I'm happy with all the songs I've released, but it's just funny. I mean, looking back on some of the stuff I released back in 2014, yes, I sound like a different person because I was, mm-hmm. you know, I was in a different stage of life. But I released, you know, the 5 songs and I had written 10, whereas I wish I had written 30 songs and released the top 5. Not because it would have been a better project necessarily, but because it would have just helped me know myself better as a writer, mm-hmm. Which influences for me everything else. As a performer, as an artist, it all starts with the song. So mm-hmm. I say that to any artist, just write. You know, mm-hmm. it doesn't cost anything to write, and it's worth the investment in your career to do that for yourself.
And it's amazing where songs that you might have written and that you may not think are ever going to see the light of day, and as life keeps changing and evolving, and just, you know, life happens. It yes. just, you know, you dig back and go, hang on a second, that one really fits this. And you can pull out a song that you've written like years ago. And
yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Perfect timing, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, talk about the changing culture of country music today and being able to identify and create the music that you want to put out there.
Yeah, I think what's tricky about this industry and what I've learned, you know, I haven't become a jaded artist by any means, but you do realize that a lot of your, quote, commercial success is dependent on factors you cannot control. Mm-hmm. And so I think by letting that go, you will enjoy yourself a lot more, and you will connect with people that care about you and your music, and your fans will be with you forever. Mm-hmm. So there might be a smaller group of them, but they are committed to you and they love what you do. So don't get discouraged by the industry. And also look at, like, what's amazing about country music in Canada is that people actually go to live shows still in this genre.
Thank
people
God.
Still, yeah, exactly. People are fans of artists. They're not just fans of one song that they hear and, mm-hmm. and download it to Spotify and never invest in the artist. Which is really wonderful. And of course, as always, what I've loved about country music as a listener and as an artist is the storytelling in mm-hmm. the songs. I just mm-hmm. think no genre does it better than country. And so even though there's been some more freedom in terms of and flexibility, let's say with the styles of songs, mm-hmm. you know, it's not mm-hmm. the classic George Strait country world anymore. I think it's been really wonderful to open up this genre to people that may not have fit into that box, you know, in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And so I always feel honored to be part of the country community, even though, you know, maybe my music isn't traditional country by any means, mm-hmm. because I think the industry, even despite it being in the music industry and being a tough industry, it is the most welcoming, supportive subsection of the music industry you will find. So
absolutely.
I feel very blessed to be part of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that, you know, speaks volumes when it comes to not worrying about what the stations are playing right at the moment and just writing for the love of writing, for the love
exactly.
of music, and just staying true to yourself. And that goes an awful long way. Let's talk about another song. That's Love Looks Like You. I love this one too. This is a special kind of song too.
Yes. This song was written for my sister's, well, it wasn't written for my sister's wedding, but it was, I performed it there. It was a song that was inspired by Spencer and I's relationship. And I was always looking for a timeless love song to sing. And that song really just poured out of me and the other writers in the room. It was written with the same three-man crew, I guess you could say. And we kind of wanted it to have a romantic, you know, almost Michael Bublé feel, just kind of a timeless love song. And that's where we ended up.
Because I love it in your Standstill Sessions, the videos that you have there. And they're just like such a really refreshing when you're taking a look at those.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. We're going to play this one right now. And that's Love Looks Like You right here on Music's Journey. That was the romantic song Love Looks Like You by acclaimed country artist Annika here on Music's Journey. Spring is in the air, and that represents new life and all the beautiful things like love. The love that power can give. It's the greatest gift that we can give one another. So pretty special song.
Oh, thank you.
Really great song. Now we're talking about the new one, a little bit of kick ass from you, that little sassy side of yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
I love the sassy side of you.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad. I'm not sure my husband would say the same thing, but I can tell him, you know, Kim likes it.
That's right.
Yeah. Every bit of sass, you know, I keep it contained, and then I bring it out on stage when I do that song. So The Death of Me is really a chance for me to show off my love of blues music. It's taken me so long to write a blues tune because, you know, as much as I love listening to blues music, I didn't necessarily know how to write a blues song. So I was very happy that song came out. It's my dad's favorite. He loves blues music, and I think it's a perfect blend of blues and country and also, you know, pop. It mm-hmm. kind of has that Shania Twain energy.
It does.
While at the same time having a very classic blues feel.
I love it. I love the entire song. Like, it's just so good. It brings that classic feel, like you said, for Shania Twain, that great country music, and then combining that with the twist of pop is so good. We're going to play this one right now, and that is The Death of Me by country artist Annika here on Music's Journey.
It won't be the smokes I've smoked. It won't be the drinks I drank. My house going up in flames or my plane going down.
Told you're gonna love it. It is such a good song. That was the latest single, The Death of Me, by country artist Annika, off the upcoming EP Stand Still, Side A, that is going to be released on May 6th. And I'm your host, Kim Sear. We are having so much fun. You are rocking the piano in this one. That's where I love you the most. I'm telling you.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't wait to be on stage with a grand piano there and to really get to do it in person.
Mm. Well, this one's going to get people out on the dance floor just having a good time. And
yes,
this is
yes,
just,
I hope so.
Yeah, this is just the one. It's the one. It's so much fun. And you just, you can't help but get right into it and just playing this one. You can just see you on stage. And I guess that was the kind of feel that you had doing the video to this one too, right?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I wanted the video to be in the studio, is because I wanted people to get a sense of what it's like when we're recording. You know, it is so much fun. There's the energy from the band and we're all playing and playing off each other. And so that's why with that video, I said, oh, we got to show what some of the music behind the scenes looks like.
Mm, and it's great. So we want to remind fans to download The Death of Me.
Please do.
That's right. You can download The Death of Me, and you can also stream it on all your streaming platforms. Add it to your playlists and request it at your local country radio station. This song brings me right back to the reasons why I fell in love with country music. I just love this song. It's really good. Talk about getting ready. You're doing some, I don't know if the tickets are, I think it's 50% on sold out already for Eddie.
Yes, I'm doing an EP release show, and currently the ticket link is only available to the people on my mailing list. Mm. So we have a private link that went out to the mailing list on Friday, and then on April 1st the link will go public. But we are actually, as of today, already 60% sold out. So that was really encouraging, and it just makes me so excited to see these people again who have been, you know, who've been messaging me saying, I haven't seen you perform in, you know, 3 years. I can't wait. So it's going to be a really fun night.
And that's going to be at the King Eddie on May
6th.
That's
right. The iconic King Eddie in Calgary.
Oh boy. What a great place that is. So where can everybody get the tickets once it goes, like, I guess right onto your website, right?
Yeah, the best thing is always just go to AnnikaMusicOfficial.com, and that's where tickets are, mailing list, all the fun stuff is all found there.
Braden's going to be performing.
Yes.
As well.
Yes. Braden is an artist who I discovered when I was a guest speaker at a songwriting workshop and heard him sing and just absolutely fell in love with his voice. And then later on wrote with him a few times, and I'm just delighted that he's going to be the opening act because he's such a great performer.
Oh, that's awesome. And then Aaron's going to be with you as well.
Yes. I'm going to bring him up on stage and we're going to show some of the songs in their original form.
Oh, that's going to be cool.
Very similar to so that they'll sound the same way they did when we first wrote them, which I think is really special for fans to hear.
Mm-hmm. I think you don't get enough of that when you're going out and seeing different shows and just seeing how the song was actually created and the way it was meant to, you know, when you
exactly.
first. Yeah, I love that. Oh, I'm not going to be there. I'm sad now.
Well, I know I would. That's got to come out to you at some point.
Yes, that's right. You better.
Yes,
I need my fix. I need my Annika fix. I'm missing that.
I love it. Me too.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Is there any other shows you got coming up that you want to let us know about?
You know what? Right now, we're just focusing on the EP release show. So that's the big one we're all prepping for. And after that, I hope there are many more shows coming in the next few months.
Oh, looking forward to it. Well, thank you so much, girlfriend. I really, really appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thank Kim.
And
I
just
always appreciate our quarterly calls.
That's right. That's right. Well, you are so, so special to all of us. And we just, we absolutely love you. And we cannot wait and hope for great success for this one. And we just, I definitely know it's going to be without any doubt. So there's
no
question.
Thank you so much, Kim. I appreciate it so much. And I always love talking with you. And hopefully we'll have more music coming your way soon, always.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it. Give Levi a big hug for us and say hi to Spencer for us.
I do. Thank you so much.
Don't forget, you can download The Death of Me on all your streaming platforms. You can share it on your playlist and you can request it at your local country radio station. I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. A great big thank you to my very special guest, Canada's next breakout country artist, Annika, here for coming on the show. I have some great shows that are coming up. I will be interviewing Devin Cooper, Mackenzie Lee Meyer, Jamie Warren, Jason Blaine, New Moon Junction, Amy Sky, and Mark Jordan are going to be here as well. So much more coming up. I hope you can join me here next time on the Music's Journey show. Don't forget you can check out all the podcasts at musicsjourney.com for many more artist interviews that you don't want to miss. You can also check out all the articles that I write on all the artists that you know and love with all the latest music, videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey, and have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you next time here on Music's Journey.